Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Hey, it's Kramer, and this is my morning take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
This is a day which I regard as a consolidation day. Many of the tech stocks that have been completely on fire are not doing well today, but that is understandable given the fact that they've moved up. In the meanwhile, some more industrials and some companies that in healthcare are doing very well. And I would say, Jeff, that I don't want to discount any particular day, but you do have a moment periodically when you have stocks that are up so much. They're going to take breathers.
Absolutely. You do have some strategists warning about some of the huge move in tech stocks. Why don't we just jump to Eli Lilly? So Yesterday, ahead of earnings, it rallies 5%. You get the numbers. The numbers were great. Now up about 1%. Obviously, it's up on a spike over the last couple of days.
But it was, you know, you had it up 30 at one point.
Yeah.
Now, just so people understand, that's a heat-seeking missile. You bought it yesterday. Boom. You nail it for 30. Any trader will want to, that's called scalping. Any trader would scalp if they bought it yesterday.
But the quarter was great. Revenue's up 28%, beating estimates. Adjusted earnings up 19%. That was a 19-cent beat. Tirzepatide, Mounjaro, Zepbound, big sales beats there. Mounjaro, $2.2 billion versus $1.77 billion. I know some analysts were talking about there was a one-time, roughly $400 million benefit, but still a beat. Zepbound, $175 million versus $140. Guidance, revenue much better than expected. Adjusted earnings in line, but keep in mind that right now it's really a revenue story with these two key products, and there's going to be a higher cost associated with ramping their sales. So an inline earnings, I think, is a win. And then positive news on the pipeline because tirzepatide, now they're also finding it works with NASH, fatty liver disease.
Which is a horrible disease that often leads to liver cancer, which there's almost no hope. I think what people have to understand is that there's a couple of companies that are working on this, like Madrigal Pharma, and their stocks are being destroyed because the numbers were so good at Lilly. There's also some people who are saying, hey, they're not good enough. I think they don't understand that once you have the kind of toehold that Lilly has in it, they can tweak and make it better, maybe mix it with other things. But this is going to become the standard of care for NASH, which there are 6 to 10 million people who have this. Many of them die.
And remember, why it matters is that as these drugs have shown for more indications that they're able to work, whether it's NASH, sleep apnea, heart is obviously a big thing, cardiovascular risk. That just strengthens the case for them to get approved by the health insurance companies, broaden that approval, more people can start taking it.
And it matters.
Start your day with my outlook on the market every morning. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to become a CNBC Investing Club member at a special rate today.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.